Swinging spells down the street, same old decks we played last week. It's MTG in quarantine. We're all alright, we're all alright. MTG in quarantine podcast. Hey, what is up, everybody? My name is MJ, and you are listening to the one and only MTG in Quarantine podcast, where the motto is EDH, community, now and always. As usual, before we get started here, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to my local game store, Guardian Games. Find Guardian Games on the web at ggportland.com. I'd also like to give a huge shout-out and thank you to all the awesome people who support me over patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine. Huge round of thank yous to Mr. Big Bence, Nick S., Frugal Brutal, and Coach J-Ro for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/MTGInQuarantine for more information. And you can pick up your very own MTG in Quarantine branded playmat over at Inked Gaming. That's I-N-K-E-D gaming.com. Got two really awesome versions, both the full color logo as well as the grayscale version. They both look killer. You're going to want one for you and all of your friends, and I mean it. So, yeah, head on over to Inked Gaming. That's I-N-K-E-D gaming.com. Use the affiliate code in the link tree in the episode description. You can help support the channel, and it is greatly appreciated. Also, I will be officially guesting at Command Fest Anaheim, brought to you by Laughing Dragon MTG, on the weekend of June 16th through the 18th. It'd be awesome if you could come out to Anaheim, say hi, play some games with me. It's going to be an awesome weekend, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. All right, on to the meat of today's episode. So speaking of Magic events, but kind of in a little different vein here, today's episode is going to be about Commander Sealed. And what is Commander Sealed, you might ask? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I have the awesome organizer and the host of Commander Sealed, Gunnar Wooer, on today. Welcome to the show.
Hello, friends. How are we doing?
Doing all right. How are you doing this fine day?
Pretty excellent, not gonna lie. Had a very great day and a very great weekend, so I'm very eager to be on your podcast. Thank you for letting me on.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, before we get started here, Gunnar, any links you want to shout out, any social media stuff?
Twitter.com/CMDRSealed and CommanderSealed.com. You can check out all of our information there, where you can buy tickets, where exactly this is happening, the dates and times, which I'm going to tell you over and over again on this podcast. But those are the two things that I would suggest to check out, because that's where the main information is going to be. We also stream on Twitch every Sunday and Thursday at 8 p.m. playing the format. So check us out at twitch.tv/CommanderSealed.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I'm sure the good folks out there are chomping at the bit to understand exactly what the heck Commander Sealed is. So why don't you just jump right into what this weekend is and what helps it stand out from other Magic the Gathering events out there?
Oh, man. So this is going to be the most punk rock Magic festival that you've ever been to, ever. I'm just going to say that straight out the gate, because this started in a church basement in 2019 with the originator of the format, Dean Goody, who is, you know, the guy who came up with this stuff, and he's the one who wanted to make this, you know, a big event, and he is the originator of why we support, you know, trans rights and the charities that we'll be supporting this year. So we started with a 32-person tournament in 2019. The pandemic hit, and that was no good for anybody. 2021 came around, and I participated in my first Commander Sealed, which was a 64-person tournament held at Just Games in Rochester, New York. And you might be wondering what the heck Commander Sealed actually is, but we'll get to that here in a second. But last year, 2022, we decided that because it was so successful that we quadrupled in size, went up to 256 people for the tournament, and held it Saturday, September 16th, 2022, in Rochester, New York, at the Village Gate, which is a old converted industrial building into shops. And we held it on the second floor. And if you go to commandersteel.com, you could check out the setup of what we had last year. Great place to play. Great place to play Magic, except for the fact that their heating system was made in the 50s, so they couldn't handle the 300 people that were upstairs. It was very warm that day. This year we'll be expanding again to 3 days at the RIT Inn on September 15th, 16th, and 17th in Rochester, New York. And we get to play this format we call Commander Sealed. Now, back in the day, Dean wanted to answer to the question of how do you play Commander with Limited? Because obviously, he loves Limited and I love Limited, and we wanted to figure out how to combine that with Commander. Now, this was before the Commander Legends packs had come out. WotC answered our question for us at in 2020, which was cool, but we decided to kick it up a notch. So the actual format consists of 100 card singleton, traditional commander rules where you have color identity and the singleton rule, that sort of thing. But there's no ban list, and you're opening this year 14 packs of Magic cards and building a commander deck in 75 minutes with three other people that you can trade cards back and forth with sitting at the table with you. They become your best friends. You all root for each other during the tournament, and hopefully one of you can move on to the finals, essentially. And we play 3 rounds of competitive Magic, where it's Commander, and you're trying to win the game. And you play that for 75 minutes. Now, once you reach time, the cool thing about Commander Sealed is that we have this thing that we call the Festival. It is a custom-made dungeon with a couple specific rules. It's much like the initiative dungeon, where if you delve deeper, all the other dungeon mechanics don't interact with it, and it only activates on your main phase one, right at the same time a saga would. But when time is called, the first thing that happens is you lose half of your life, rounded up. The next level is you can either cast Jessica's Will, Dig Through Time, or Time Twister yourself for free, and then you have five other spells underneath that in traditional dungeon style, where you only have access to a certain number of them, depending on what path you take. And then the last turn is you have the Omniscience token. All of your creatures that you cast that turn have haste, and you lose the game on your end step. And we play 3 rounds of that, and we determine a winner. But that is the gist of Commander Sealed and how you play.
Wow, sounds fairly complicated once you get to the end.
We originally it was just Havoc Festival. If you remember the Return to Ravnica
Mm-hmm.
rare, we would take Havoc Festival emblems and just stack them on top of each other.
I mean, I know what that card does, Gunnar, but maybe everyone at home doesn't necessarily know what that card does. So what exactly does Havoc Festival do?
So it's a 4 black red rare from Return to Ravnica that is an enchantment that reads, "You lose half, all players lose half of their life rounded, or rounded down, I believe. Players cannot gain life." And we figured this was a quick and dirty way to make sure that games would end quickly.
Also really
Boy, were
hoses
we.
the life gain players a little bit too, brings it back down to normal.
Exactly. Boy, were we wrong. Because, much to my surprise last year, the announcement of once the turn round has ended, you add another emblem made me raise an eyebrow. So we have this. So now we have the festival to be able to help us end the game as fast as possible.
Definitely. So effectively, what you're saying is this is kind of like a chaos sealed event where you're taking different
Correct.
booster packs from different sets, different expansions, and smashing them all together in some weird smorgasbord of a sealed experience. So it's not like a regular chaos draft. It is literally a chaos sealed. Your pool is whatever cards you open plus whatever your table mates will pass you.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, the 14 packs we will be opening this year are sevenly randomly selected standard packs. Mid Vow and double feature are banned because Day Knight is banned because no, Judge calls no. That is specifically to make sure that our head Judge Gray stays sane. And then two packs of Commander Legends Baldur's Gate, one pack OG Commander Legends, one pack the newest set that's going to be coming out, the Commander Masters, one pack Dominaria Remastered, one pack Mystery Booster, one pack Lord of the Rings, and one other pack that I'm not thinking of off the top of my head. I'm thinking it might be Modern Horizons 2,
That
but
sounds
we
about
will
right.
see. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see where we get with that. But I think that's about right. So,
Yeah, so what you're telling me is that this is kind of a rotating format in a little bit, is that you are focusing mostly on the standard legal sets plus some carefully curated sets that have dropped out of standard.
some of
Ish.
you exactly. Well, some of you might have participated in what was called a boxing league at some point or another
Okay.
during the pandemic. This is a spicier boxing league. So, like, it's a curated packs to make sure that you get your commander bits and baubles that you possibly need, plus the commanders that you want to open to be able to build around.
Yeah, and
That's
especially
the
since
that's
there have been a lot more legendary creatures released in a lot of these sets, I think that really helps too.
exactly. And the guaranteed ones from the Commander Legend sets and the Master sets that and the Commander Master set that's coming out, which is going to be awesome, will provide the backbone for your building needs, wants, desires.
Okay, I mean, I do have another question about this. So obviously, this works, fairly simple. I mean, you're still picking your commander. You're picking your commander around, or sorry, you have your colors, you have your commander, and you're going to be getting all of your cards in those colors and theories that you're going to be able to play, right? So color identity still, even though I took a really roundabout way to get there, color identity still matters in this.
Absolutely, it does, yeah.
Okay, so then my question is, since Commander Legends did introduce this Prismatic Piper, is that also a thing in Commander Sealed? So basically, if you don't remember, Prismatic Piper was a legendary shapeshifter 3/3, cost 5 generic mana, and reads, if the Prismatic Piper is your commander, choose a color before the game begins. The Prismatic Piper is the chosen color and also has partner. So is there something like, and I know there was another one from, what was it, Baldur's Gate that had similar stat lines.
Something like that,
So
yeah.
is this thing Commander Sealed?
Those things aren't necessarily a commander sealed outside of the packs where they're opened. This is an option, only because the amount of legendary creatures you will open at the table, it gets to anywhere between 6 to 10. So you're going to find creatures that are going to be in 2, 3, 4, 5 colors that you're going to want to potentially build around. We feel that we have it. Op we open enough packs and open enough legendaries to show you that, hey, you're going to be able to build whatever you want, essentially, between you and the rest of the table, just depending just on what you open alone. So, I mean, yes, well, the Prismatic Piper is in the Commander Seal Commander Le Legends 1 packs. But I did not see one person use it last year, basically,
Okay.
and or need to use it.
Fair enough, fair enough. It makes sense to have enough variety out there. I'm trying to find out how many legends I open in my pool. So again, full disclosure for everyone out there, I was on the Commander Sealed stream last month. It was an awesome game. I got to go through the experience without actually having to open the real packs. And I opened 14 packs, built a sealed deck, played it on stream. Deck did some stuff, which is pretty cool. And yeah, I'm really trying to find the number of legends. So go through the mox field here. So yes, Gunner, please continue while I try to find the number to help everybody out with that.
So here's the other thing about Commander Sealed. We're one part Magic tournament, one part charity. So we're really focused on the charity portion of all of this. So much so that I'm dedicating 3 days of my life to streaming, 24 hours of those days to be able to show you all that, bring awareness to the struggle that trans rights are currently going through right now. and all LGBTQIA folk are going through right now, because of the current situation in the world, and to raise awareness and to raise funds to have people who are very downtrodden and can't, necessarily speak up for themselves, to do something about that. And what I'm what we did last year, throughout all of our efforts, was raised $15,000
Whoa.
to the Trevor Project.
That is
This
awesome.
year, this year, we've already had a $5,000 donation from the Nitpicking Nerds.
Nice.
So we're almost to where we were last year already, even months before the event, to be able to get to where we want to be. I have a personal number in my head, and what I want to hit, but what I will say publicly is that $50,000 for the Trans Lifeline and Trevor Project are my goals for this weekend. I would like to see that much money raised between all of the charities and the magic community coming together and trying to, support everybody that's doing this thing.
Yeah, and that's really awesome. I'm gonna butt back in here. I did a episode with Jake from Command the Cause last year, just specifically about how Command the Cause was raising money for various charities. And I just want to reiterate how important it is to try to fundraise for these causes, because it is definitely a contentious time right now in the world. And just being able to raise that money, raise the awareness, I think is extremely important. So yeah, it's really good to bring that up.
I'm on a personal journey this time around, to be able to find out more about LGBTQIA plus history, and their struggles that they've gone through in the past, 100 years and before, to see what kind where they've come from, to help myself, to educate myself, and acknowledge my privilege in my situation because, of who I am. And you'll be seeing the results of that project here over the month of June in for Pride, as we advertise, as we have a history post a day on the Twitter, about LGBTQIA prominent folks, how it relates to Rochester, important things that have happened here, important things that have happened, worldwide. We're starting off on June 1st with LGBTQ terms, what each term means, where it came from, and that sort of thing. And
Nice.
we're gonna talk about that, and then we're gonna go into, historical places and historical people and all of this other stuff. And it's all to educate myself, everyone, myself included, about the struggles and where all of this came from and why it's super important for us to focus on those causes.
Definitely, definitely.
We're definitely rooted in, activism and in trying to acquire rights and making sure to defend human rights, and we want to have a way for our friends to be able to be involved in that fight. And no, there's no better way than to have, the majority of your ticket from Commander Sealed go towards one of those two charities.
Yeah, and that's really awesome, and it's great to know that people are able to put their money into a worthy cause, and then also just really have a great time as well.
Absolutely.
All
Absolutely.
right, so yeah, continuing on here, so it looks like I'm looking at the schedule here. So Saturday is effectively just the main event. You start at 9 a.m. and then you
Correct.
just run all the way through the day, and then Sunday looks really cool. You got a bunch of side events. So you want to
All
talk a little bit
right,
about those?
let's talk about side events here. How would you like two-headed giant chaos? Does that sound cool? Commander Sealed is where Limited comes home because it comes to Rochester, New York. Rochester, New York is the first place where Wizards of the Coast and Magic the Gathering debuted the Limited format. And they did that with the Rochester Draft. We're going to have an Omniscience Rochester Draft five-way game. I've played this already. Basically, you open a pack of magic, you bring a pack of magic cards to the table, you open it up, and you draft an Omniscience deck, Rochester style, and you play a game of Star, essentially, with everybody at the table, a free-for-all game of five people at the table, with a omniscience token and a rule of law token.
Oof.
It is intense, to say the least. Half the gameplay is the draft, the other half of the gameplay is really the actual game itself, but it's designed to make it feel like 1994 all over again.
So you're effectively able to cast anything from your hand without paying its mana cost, but you can only cast one spell per turn.
Correct.
Wow. That's very interesting. Very nostalgic, though. I love the flavor on that one.
Absolutely. I believe the packs that we're going to be using will be the newest standard set, which will be at the time Wilds of Eldraine. So that'll be fun.
It's too bad you can't get like some of those super old packs, you know, like third edition. Trying to think, they were all, you know, like really old booster packs would be hundreds of dollars per pack. But then you might open like some old busted rares from 95 or something.
It would be cool to do that, yeah. But I mean,
cost would be prohibitive.
Yeah, it'd be very cost prohibitive. So we have other events as well. The biggest one is going to be the Second Chance Tournament. You'll be able to be given a pack of Magic cards, and you'll be able to add them to your Commander Sealed pool and go again. You can play more with your Commander Sealed deck, and there will be prizes for that as well. There's a few other formats that we're going to be doing. We'll be having a booth with a bunch of our content creators who will be playing Jumpstart to be able to say hi to them and to be able to sign things and all that stuff. And that'll be on Friday and Sunday for both of those. Now, when I say this is a big punk rock festival, I'm not kidding. There is going to be artists. There's going to be non-card vendors that you wouldn't expect to be at this sort of event. There's going to be a karaoke room. There's going to be a tattoo artist. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be not a need for LobbyCon, because we're going to provide the LobbyCon, essentially. Because we're going to have one of the rooms that is going to be open for the majority of the evening on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you're going to come, you're going to be able to play as much Commander as your heart's content, and enjoy the fine food around Rochester, New York. And it's going to be an experience, to say the least. Also, one of the biggest things that we can start mentioning is that there will be a charity auction. A silent auction, which will be available to the public outside of Commander Sealed itself. And we will have lots and lots of cool things. I have had things whispered to me that were so cool, and I wish I could talk about them, but I can't. And they're really, really cool, and they're going to be available to be able to be bid on coming up at Commander Sealed. I can't wait.
Nice, nice. Sounds like a really, really fun event.
Absolutely. September 15th, 16th, and 17th. It is the week before MTG Vegas. However, it is definitely more cost effective than it would be for you to end up in Vegas than it would be to come to this event. Essentially, what we tried to do is keep the cost of actually attending low. So a lot of the folks who are in the Northeast who are and have direct flights into Rochester will have a very easy time as to finding lodging and finding and buying a ticket and having that be budget conscientious.
Yeah, I wish it worked that way out where I live. But unfortunately, I've just looked at the flights and the options are not good. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It happens. It happens. Luckily. Hopefully, and hopefully somebody can hear this that is on the West Coast. I'm calling out to the four corners of the country right now, to Florida, to LA, and to Seattle. If you'd like a Commander Sealed event in your area, hit me up. We can talk. I very much would like to take this brand around the country. The OG Awesome Festival will always be in Rochester, but I would like Commander Sealed to be out there in the world, and, you know, have people play this format and raise money for these for charities all year round, and to get everybody to have a chance to be able to play.
Yeah, for sure. You want to take this awesome thing on the road. Absolutely. Do the road show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd definitely be awesome. I know there'd be a lot of people out here, out in the west western portion of the United States who would really be excited about this sort of thing. It's just that, you know, trying to get to Rochester is really difficult. We get that. It's just, you know, if there was something in our community, so, you know, hint, hint for the people out there, if you would like to have Commander Sealed in your backyard, make it happen.
We can make it happen. There are definitely nuances and things that we could talk about. And I have learned more in the past 6 months about running events and running specifically Magic events than I ever thought I would. And there is a lot of nuance to this kind of thing to make it a very successful sort of build. So I'm really excited to be able to have that happen outside of, you know, Rochester, New York.
But yeah.
But that is to say, the Rochester are on the 15th, 16th, and 17th, we are going to have one of the most awesome Magic festivals ever, period, straight up. And you need to be there. Basically, it is 100% a you need to be there situation. I would highly recommend, you know, if you are somewhere within a six hour drive of Rochester, New York, and you have the means and are capable to come, highly consider it, because it will be an amazing time. It is the most difficult deck building challenge you'll ever have, and it's all for a good cause.
Yeah, and I can definitely say from firsthand experience, it is an interesting deck build. I had a little bit more than 75 minutes because I was playing online with internet cards. But, you know, I loved the rush of trying to build a deck with a time limit. You know, that's the thing I'm always afraid of with limited. It's like, I'm not very good at a regular limited draft or sealed or whatnot, just because I don't know really what to build. But for a commander game, it's like, I just have all these cards in these colors that do things. I can just throw them all in there. There's room for me to just throw stuff in there. It may not work perfectly with the deck, but, you know, it's pretty cool with what you can do with it.
Absolutely.
All right. So yeah, I did look up, I did pull 13 legendary creatures out of my pool. So I think there's plenty of options, if you're lucky anyway.
I believe that we averaged it to anywhere between 6 to 10 at minimum. So I'm hoping that this will be that this won't be an issue. And if it is, we'll fix it. Because this is so my inspiration for all of this has been a Chris Von Doom post that happened during the pandemic, where he basically said, I should just rent out a VFW, invite all my friends over, buy a pizza, and we all play Commander at the VFW. We're taking that mentality and we're really applying it, you know, to the rest of the world. And I highly encourage those of you who are extra motivated to be able to run events or really would like to be stewards of your community, to be able to reach out to these LGSs and to your and to other people who run events to be able to, you know, host these kinds of experiences, because if you don't, who will?
Yeah, and I have noticed, and again, I think a lot of folks out there have noticed, that we're starting to get a lot more fan-made events, like Commander Sealed, like MTG Summit last year from the Kingdoms guys, for instance, just for starters here, is that we are definitely starting to see fans put in the time, put in the effort to make events happen, so that not everything has to go through necessarily a game store or a corporate entity or Wizards of the Coast. It's like, we're kind of taking ownership of this format as fans, and then the really entrepreneuring folks are really running with it. Is that fair to say?
That is fair. That is absolutely fair to say. That is, I am noticing more and more that there are charity benefits and other smaller tournaments that happened. Like this past weekend, I went to a shout out to the Bufftown Bullies. Bufftown Bullies held a $50 budget commander tournament at their local game store, the Banner Bar. And your boy did real well. But it was a amazing time raising money for NAMI all weekend. And it's those kind of grassroots, you know, things that turn into larger events like Sealed, larger events like Summit.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think we've pretty much hit the end of the episode here. Gunnar, anything else you'd like to add about Commander Sealed for the good folks at home?
If you can't make it, and I can understand if you can't, twitch.tv/CommanderSealed. I'll be streaming live throughout the entirety of Commander Sealed. You'll probably see me sleep, because I'll have the stream on, and we'll be accepting donations throughout the entirety of the weekend. There will be the auction that you'll be able to participate in. On the Friday, we're going to have all of our people that we're going to be announcing very soon as content creators. They're going to be playing Commander on stream live for your entertainment. On Saturday, we'll be covering the entirety of the event, including the build, the three rounds of the regular tournament, and the top four of each tournament. On the Sunday, we'll be seeing I think I have a very special surprise on the Sunday. There's going to be a cosplay contest, which will be announced very soon. And we'll be seeing some of the cosplayers. And then we will be doing some other announcements. And, of course, the finals game. Since there's two tournaments and two champions, there needs to be a finals game. And who else are they going to play? They're not going to play one-on-one. They're going to bring their best friends or whoever they choose and duke it out to be able to be crowned a champion of Commander Steel 2023. Thank you all very much for listening to me on this wonderful podcast. Thank you for having me on this podcast. CommanderSeal.com. Get your tickets today.
All right. Thank you so much, Gunnar. It was awesome having you on here. And if you're interested in hearing any of the previous episodes I've done on the MTG in Quarantine podcast, excuse me, you can find those on the usual podcast outlets, that is your Googles, Apple, Spotify, PlayerFM, Rockcast, Podcast, Overcast, Breaker, and a million others. I never honestly remember all of them, but if it's a major podcast outlet, odds are you can probably find my content on there. You can also find me on Twitter at MTG in Quarantine. I'd like to utilize this opportunity again to give another huge shout out and thank you to all the awesome people who support me over at patreon.com/mtginquarantine. Huge round of thank yous again to Mr. Big Bence, Nick S., Frugal Brutal, and Coach Jera for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/mtginquarantine for more information. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the MTG in Quarantine podcast. My name's MJ. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.
It's MTG in quarantine. We're all right. We're all right.